With time running out to strike a Brexit deal, the Taoiseach will travel to England this morning for talks with the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Britain is due to leave the EU in 3 weeks' time. As of last night, there was no sign of a breakthrough, with the EU's chief negotiator, Michel Barnier, saying it was not currently possible to reach agreement. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham, is on the line with more. Paul, officially, we don't know where this meeting is taking place. Why all the secrecy?
Well, it has been described as a private meeting, so rather than a bilateral with the media being invited and statements before the two men go in to have the meeting, just like in Dublin, this is something far more quiet. And I guess it reflects the fact that things are very serious. We are just 1 week out from a European Council meeting where prime ministers and presidents were hoping to arrive and sign off on a Brexit deal, but things look too far away for that to happen. And on that basis, the UK has decided if there is going to be a meeting, then it would be best just for the prime ministers plus five advisers to meet in a room away from the glare of the media and try and see if it's possible to secure a deal. As Sean Whelan was saying in the report at the top of the programme, some in the UK media are talking this up as a last-ditch effort to secure a deal, where the Irish media are far more downbeat about the expectations that can come from it.
The government here has always said that any deal would be negotiated by the EU, not through bilateral discussions. So what will be the focus of this meeting?
It was still the European Union which conducts these negotiations under Michel Barnier and the Brexit Task Force. But I guess what you have is two leaders sounding each other out about what might be possible. We are still the closest neighbours. If there is not going to be a deal, we will still be the closest neighbours. And to a certain extent, this is just a sounding out about what might be possible. I think it's also taking place against a backdrop of where the possibility of a no deal is getting greater and greater. As I understand it, the Cabinet did receive an update on what might the consequences of a no deal might be today. They've received these updates regularly, but this one focused on the most vulnerable sectors and what might happen and how would the state respond, what contingency efforts are there. So the negotiations taking place today between Boris Johnson and Leo Varadkar are in that context, where the no deal is getting larger and larger as that deadline of October the 31st gets closer and closer.
How much do we know about the nitty-gritty? What will be the focus of the discussions?
Well, we do know that the UK made proposals, and initially the EU response was sort of constructive and polite, but they didn't go into the tunnel, into an intensive phase, because they felt the British proposals didn't go far enough. Now, since then, the UK hasn't moved much more than the initial proposal, and what we saw in the European Parliament yesterday was Michel Barnier effectively dissecting the British proposal and restating that in his view the proposals currently, a deal isn't possible because the proposals don't go far enough. And I think what we have are the clear fault lines. One is that under the UK proposal, the Northern Ireland remains inside the UK customs, and we also have the Democratic Unionist Party having effectively a vote or a lock over any proposal every few years. And the European technical discussions which have been taking place in Brussels have been looking at that, but they seem to have run out of road. So unless there is something new introduced by the UK today, it looks as if what we're going to be talking about really is wrapping up these discussions. They're going to be closing down, and we're moving into a question of it's either going to be an extension sought by the UK at the European Council meeting, or we don't know what.
As we move closer to that deadline, there has been an increasing focus on blame, with all sides essentially seeking to blame the other side.
Yeah, I mean, if you look to the European Parliament, we also had Jean-Claude Juncker, the President of the European Commission, and he was responding to some UK media reports saying that Europe wasn't going to get involved in a blame game, but in the next sentence saying if there is any blame, it lies with London. Certainly we had over the past number of days briefings from Number 10, which suggested that it was the EU which is being intransigent, the UK had moved, the EU wasn't going to reciprocate, and on that basis, if things went south, it was going to be the fault of the European Union. So when you see the blame game beginning to bubble up, some strident comments from Arlene Foster, the leader of the Democratic Unionist Party, it's a clear indication that things are not going the right way.
Paul, thanks indeed. Paul Cunningham there, our political correspondent, at 19 minutes past 8.